What are the latest lessons from Haiti applicable to the global battle against AIDS?
I think Haiti offers good lessons and bad, but mostly good. First, Haiti's AIDS epidemic is under control. We've seen a decline from about 6% of patients accepting VCT to under 3%, and this has been seen elsewhere in the country too. Another key development here has been the integration of HIV prevention and care. Even during the awful political mess here, which continues to this day, we have seen our community health workers deliver daily services to their neighbors living with advanced HIV disease.
What are specific examples of ways that treatment and prevention are interlinked in Haiti?
It's becoming increasingly obvious that one of the best ways to improve HIV prevention is to improve care for those living with HIV disease. We're moving from offering VCT to a few thousand people a year to having between 20,000 to 30,000 people accepting VCT each year. Second, the great majority of women in clinics here now see VCT as part of routine care. Third, we spend a lot of time working closely with people living with HIV to prevent them from second infection.
What are the most important steps that countries should take that currently have low prevalence of HIV?
I'd say that such countries should act promptly to integrate HIV prevention and care. Brazil has done a good job, but few countries have good legislation enacted. Another step is to understand the local situation of the epidemic. In Russia, injection drug use is fanning the epidemic, so harm reduction is the way to prevent a major expansion there. In many countries in Africa, poverty and gender inequality are the major cofactors, and so these social problems need to be addressed at the same time as integrated prevention and care are introduced. Of course, it's late in the game for most countries in Africa, but there's still a lot to be done.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, what is the main idea of the interview? Number two, what can we learn about the political mess in Haiti? Number three, which is one of the best ways to improve HIV prevention, according to Dr. Paul Farmer? Number four, what is the major cause of HIV infection in Russia? Number five, what else contributes to the spread of AIDS in many countries in Africa apart from poverty?